Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Mitzvachim Daf Chav Beis. We are starting Chaf Alef Amud Beis on the bottom at the beginning of the brand new parak and the Vilna Surah Sadaf. It's on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now this mission discusses two different types of chametz. Albeit usher, they're still on a lower level than standard chametz. Number one is called chametz al-yadei taroives. It's not pure chametz like bread or cookies. Rather, it's chametz mixed into other things. And number two is chametz nukshe. This is chametz that's unedible. And with that, the mission tells us ve'ilu over in Pesach the following thing. One has to be oiver on Pesach. He has to get rid of them. He has to take them off of his table, take them out of his house, and if he does eat them, he's oiver just alav. What are they? Kutech habavli, v'sheikh ramadi, v'chaymetz ha'adoimi, v'zisoyim ha'mitzri, v'zoyim shal tabayin, v'amilon shal tabachim, chav bezom ralf on top, v'kan shal soifrim, and we're going to explain all these in the Gemara. As we just mentioned, these are either chametz al-yadei taroives or chametz nokshe. Now, Rebbe Lezer says, avtach shitei nashim, even these things for women, that's also included, and his chedesh is that this is chametz al-yadei taroives, which is also chametz nokshe, and it's still awesome. And the Mishnah concludes that klal, this is the rule. Kol shu min dagon, anything that comes from grain, it has grain in it. Harei ze over Pesach, one is going to be over on Pesach. He has to get rid of it, and he's going to be over a lav. However, harei elu bazhara ve'ein bahen mishum kares, one is only over the lav, and he's not chayv kares for eating them. So first, the Gemara explains all these different things that we mentioned. Ve'elu over on Pesach v'chulu. Amar Rav Mana says that first of all, v'kulhin alidei moi, all of them have to have water in them. For example, we mentioned chametz ha'daimi, which is some sort of vinegar. It has to be the barley was mixed with a little bit of water, and that's what causes it to become chametz, and that's what's creating the Esser. So there has to be some sort of water over here. I'll explain first things first. Kutech habavli, what is this? Du yayv beimil mulin delayish, this is some sort of dip that he puts little bits of dough inside. So that's chametz al-yadei taroives. Shecher amadi, this Median shecher, Median beer. What is this? Du yayv be, kamach desarin, because he puts barley flour in it. That's also considered chametz al-yadei taroives. Chametz ha'adoimi, this is a doimi type of vinegar. What's another name for it? Besima d'roimaya, vinegar of the south, meaning vinegar of the south of Eretz Yisrael. Where does this come from? Because Barishayna, by the first base of Mikdash, all the people of the region of Yehuda, which is called the south, but it's really in a way central Eretz Yisrael, that's where the Beis HaMikdash was, they used to make all their wine in the state of Tahara because their wine was for the Nesachim, for the wine libations in the Beis HaMikdash. Their wine would never spoil, so they didn't have vinegar. What do they do then? They'd put barley into their wine, begin the Yachma, so they could become vinegar. They would call it southern vinegar. And this also is Chametz al-yadei taroives. Now Zisim HaMitzri, what is this? Zaisei. Evidently, everyone back in the day knew what this was. It's basically some sort of paste or mixture used for refuah that had barley mixed into it. This is called chametz nukshe. It's not chametz al-yadei taroives. It's not edible. Therefore, it's called chametz nukshe. But again, it has this barley in it. On to the next thing, vizimi shel tzabayin. This is something that dyers would use. What was it for? Du yav begavei kaitzam. They would take bran water, and bran water is chametz, and they'd put it into their dye. Why is that? Begin the yiklat tziva, so the dye would bond to the cloth that they were trying to color. And this also is considered chametz nukshe. The next one is Hamilon Shal Tabachin, something that the cooks used to use. Amar Chibar Vahi explains, Mevim Alilois Shalei V'Yushlesh, they would bring stalks of grain that didn't yet grow a third of their full growth. V'Koishan, it crushed them up. V'Aisa Aisan Kachalis Chariya, and make them like Chalis Chariya, which is like loaves made out of saffron with some sort of shape. V'Noisan B'Kadeira, they'd put it inside the pot of food that was cooking. V'Hu Avid Kilden, and it made bubbles. Basically, it caused the dish or whatever was cooking to bubble up. All the froth would rise to the surface. And in Bavli, it says that this dough would actually absorb all that froth so it wouldn't remain inside the dish that was cooking, and this is also considered chametz nukshe. Lastly, v'kan shel soifrin, what's this thing that the scribes used to use? Alexandria, avdin ambatios shel batzek, in Alexandria, in Egypt, they used to make these balls of dough, and the soifrin, the scribes, would use it as some sort of glue to stick the parchment together, and this is also considered chametz nukshe. We move on to the next opinion, Rabbi Lezer, where he says, av tachshitei nashim, even women's tachshitim fall in this category of being usur. Now, what does this mean, tachshitei nashim? So we have a little bit of machlokes. Is tanoi toni tachshitev? Is tanoi toni tipule? Are those a teacher we're talking about tachshitim, and those a teacher we're talking about tipulim? What are these two things? So really, both of these are either a cream or a paste made with flour meant to remove hair. It's just that tachshite was used to remove hair from the face, and tipule was used to remove hair from the genital area. And we further clarify, man to amar tipule kol shekhen tachshite. According to the one that tipule is aser, so for sure tachshite is aser. Whereas man to amar tachshite ha tipule loy. According to man to amar tachshite is aser, tipule is not, because since it's used to remove hair from the lower region, it's most, it's disgusting, so there's actually no issue with it. It's only when it's used to remove a hair from the face, then it's not most, therefore it would be a problem. So we've explained all these different things we mentioned in the Mishnah. We go on to discuss the Isser. Because if it says in the Pasuk, Kol machmetzes lo yisachelu, don't eat any machmetzes. L'rabos, kutech habav l'vshech ramadi v'chametz adoimi, shiyu b'hazara. It's including all these things that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, that one is alive to eat them, even though again, they're not pure chametz, it's chametz al-yadei taroives, still, there's alive to eat them. Now, yachol yu b'ikares, you might think that a person is going to be chayiv karis if he eats them. And to this we say that no, Tamalimer, the pasuk says, ki kol oichel chametz v'nichrasa, it's only a person who eats pure chametz, then he gets karis, and this is not pure chametz, so he doesn't receive karis for it. So chavrai bon kumi Rabbi Yoina, the chum in the base medrash asked for Rabbi Yoina, hacha ksiv kol, v'hacha ksiv kol, hacha atmar, v'hacha atmait, over here it says kol, and over here it says kol, we have kol machmetz lo yisei chelu, and ki kol oichel chametz, and one place you're including it, and one place you're excluding it. How could it be that one pasuk is including these things for an iser, and the other pasuk, which seems very similar, is excluding them from kares? It doesn't make sense. Amar lo, Rabbi Yoina responded to them, kan riba ba'ichlin, v'kan riba b'ne'echalin. One pasuk is including the ones who are eating chametz, and the other pasuk is including the types of chametz that are being eaten. In other words, the pasuk of kares is referring to ones who eat chametz, ki kol oichel chametz, one who eats chametz. Therefore, the riboy, the inclusion, is regarding people, not things. And actually, the pasuk is including women. Whereas the pasuk of the lav refers to the types of chametz that one's not allowed to eat, kol machmetzes. So we're focusing not on who's eating it, but on what's being eaten. So the inclusion is the different types of chametz. Therefore, it's not a stira. We ask another question on this though. Chafez on the top has saved when they asked, but Tony, we have a brass that says yotzer matzah metuveles. One could be yotzer with spiced matzah. Afal pi she'ein batam dagon. Even though it might not taste like grain, v'hushiyei ruba dagon. As long as the majority is made up of grain, you could be yotzer chiv of matzah with it. And based off of that, we should say that ve'ilu ha'il v'ruban chametz yehei chayiv. That should mean that if the majority of this mixture is chametz, one should be chayiv karis for it. In other words, since we see that one could be yotzer the chiv of matzah as long as the majority of the dough is flour, so we should say the same with karis. The one is chayiv karis as long as the majority of that which was eaten was chametz. Basically, they're asking one should be chayiv karis for chametz al yedei tarovas. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yoina responded to them, no, shanyehi, that's different. Tchsiv lechem, it says lechem. Ve'elu ain't on lechem, and chametz al yedei tarovas is not lechem. In other words, he's answering, in order to be chayiv karis for eating chametz, it has to be in the category of lechem, of bread. And that's because right now in our Havamino understanding that chametz is being learned from matzah, and since matzah needs to be lechem, chametz also has to be lechem, and chametz al yedei tarovas is not lechem. However, Hasar Rabbi Yoisa, Rabbi Yoisa asks on this, how could you give this as an answer? But honey, we learn, kol atzmei inu kari lechem ela matzah. The only thing that's called lechem is matzah. It says in the pasuk, shivas yamim teichel olav matzah is lechem oini. So matzah is called lechem. Chametz is never called lechem. And v'hachat yalef, chametz mi matzah? That's a proper girsa. You want to say that we learn chametz from matzah? How could you say that? Matzah is called lechem. Chametz is not called lechem. That's question number one. And v'ayim nado, we see the same thing from the following. Tani, the Brisa says, yotzu adam yidei chavasi burakik sharoi burakik mevoshol shaloi nimcha. A person could be yotzu his chiv of matzah lel pesach with a rakik, like a cracker of sorts, basically matzah that was soaked in something, so it's very soft, or this rakik that was cooked, as long as it didn't dissolve. And what do we see from here? Loi amar el shaloi nimcha. We only see that a person could be yotzu his chiv of matzah as long as it didn't dissolve. Ha'im nimcha loi. But if it dissolved and it lost its form of bread, it's not called lechem anymore because it's just one big mush, so you can't be yotzu your chiv of matzah with it. In regards to chametz, it's stated by Feirush that if a person dissolved chametz and swallowed it, he's chayiv for eating chametz. So here's another source that we see that chametz does not have to be lechem. Only matzah does, not chametz. Therefore, Rabbi Yoina, your answer is not valid. But now coming back to the original question, my kedayin. Bottom line is, why is a person not chayiv kares for eating chametz al yedei tarovas? So Rabbi Yossi says, b'shem Rav Idi, ein chimutzei chimutz barer. That's because it's not 100% chametz. Meaning, even though it really is 100% chametz, as we said, let's say by kuta chabavli, we have dough being mixed into the dip. What we mean by not 100% chametz is that you can't see it. It's mixed totally into it, and it's kind of like it's been dissolved, and all you have is the taste, and you don't have the actual chametz here, and that's why he's not chayiv kares, because again, it's not like he's eating pure chametz. It's mixed into something else. So we have another question, Maushi Yilka, what about getting malchus? Okay, he's not going to get kares for eating chametz al yedei tarovas, but what about getting malchus? And on this, Rabbi Yirmiyah says b'shem Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar says b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, af lilkos ein loike, he doesn't even get malchus for eating chametz al yedei tarovas. Ask more about Tony, we have a brass that says that's a proper gear, so not did Tony, but Vihatani, a chametz barer chayiv kares, al iruvai sefeg arbayim. Then a chametz barer, one gets kares, but on iruvai, which we're understanding right now, this means chametz al yedei tarovas, he gets 40 malchus. So it's a clear brisa, not like Rish Lakish. So our answer is that Rav Amar Rav says zesir. Then when the brisa says va'al iruvai, that's referring to seer. Seer is also sometimes spelled with a sin, and it's actually referring to regular chametz, let's say a dough or a cookie or something, that didn't become 100% chametz, it didn't bake properly, and it's not really pure chametz. And that's how Rav explains this lashon of Ali Ruvai. It's really referring to Seir, and that's what a person's going to get Malchus for, but not Chametz HaDei Tarovas. However, we have a question, because we have another Amir which explains differently. V'Amir, there's a different Amir who we don't have his name. He says that what does this mean, Ali Ruvai? Zakuta Chabavli v'Sheikh Ramadi. So according to the way this Amir understands the Braisa of V'Ali Ruvai, he's referring to actual Chametz HaDei Tarovas. Question on Rish Lakish. So Rabbon Barkan Kumi Rabla, Rabbon Barkan explained differently that Tifter, we could say as follows, B'Chametz U'Matzah Shenis Arvu. Then really when it says Va'ali Ruvai, it's referring to chametz and matzah that got not mixed up together. He had a little bit of chametz, a little bit of matzah, mixed it up in a mush and ate it. And that's what the Brice is referring to, and not kuta chabavli or sheikhar madi. So once again, it's not a question on Rish Lakesh. But now Amar Bias, Rabbi Yis, it says, Kashasa aladar Rabon Bar Kahano. I asked on this answer Rabon Bar Kahano, Manan Kaiman, what are we talking about? How could you say that a person is going to get malchus for eating chametz and matzah that's been mixed together? In Bishru by chametz, if the majority of this mixture is chametz, chayv kares. He's chayv 100% kares. And in Bishru by matzah, if the majority is matzah, yotz ben yidei chavos pesach, he could even be yotz yischiv of matzah with this on Pesach. What does it mean? He's either alive and he's going to get malchus. It's either 100% mutter or he's going to get full out kares. So Amar Shul Bar Yitzchak, he answers that Tana Rabbi Yeshua Unya, Rabbi Yeshua Unya taught, Tifta, we can explain that what's this referring to? Shiesh by chametz ve'in by kizayis. That this eruv, this mixture of chametz and matzah that he ate, that he's only going to get malchus for and not kares, is referring to where the majority was chametz, but there wasn't a kizayis of chametz in the mixture. Altogether, he ate a kizayis, let's say, but there was only 3/4 of a kizayis of chametz. So the majority of it was chametz, but there still wasn't a kizayis of it. And Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph on top, Kirub Shimon, this is just like Shitas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Amar, Rav Shimon holds Kol Shehu L'Makos, that even if a person eats just a Kol Shehu, he gets Makos, and that's how he's able to get Malchus over here, even though he didn't eat a kizayis of chametz. And so we conclude over here that Rish Lakish still technically can hold strong to his opinion, the chametz adei tarayves, even though a person is going to get a lot for eating it, he's not going to get Malchus. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss chametz. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.